Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle.
Welcome to week 194 of the Healing Fountain Show, and this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we cross time zones, oceans and dimensions to bring you this show, and we have a brilliant guest who's returning to the show today, and her name is Nancy Waite, and she's an artist, author and a writing coach, and she's going to speak about using writing as a tool in the clearing station of 4D. And she's really interesting to speak to. But before we bring her on, we're going to connect over there with Gary over there in the United States, because we do have people from all around the world. So if you're listening in, and especially in archives, welcome to the show. And hi, Gary.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Jen Christie. Yes, we're crossing oceans and meridians and time zones and now land masses to connect for one another, because I am all the way over on the West Coast now. I am in Oregon and totally loving it.
And
it's
2 o'clock
in the.
Yeah.
I moved again. Yes, I'm living like a light worker. It's so much fun.
Oh, are you sure you're not a New Age traveler? How many times have you moved this year, Gary? Is it three?
A couple. Yeah.
Couple.
But.
You love it though, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, this looks like a very good place. There's a lot of enlightened people in this area, a lot of like-minded thinkers concentrated right around here, and it's a wonderful place. And I went through a 4-day ordeal on the bus to get here, but I made it. I am here, and yeah, we're in the same time zone for a change. Yes, yes, ma'am, Tamara Hayes. Yes, we are. So yeah, we're on the same page. 2 o'clock in the afternoon here, and it's a lovely day here in Oregon.
Oh, it's 10
and
o'clock
looking
in
forward
here.
To, yeah, yeah. And we're looking forward to doing this show with Nancy Waite, our dear friend and special guest. And she's a darling. Been on with us several times before. She and I have done radio in the past, and it's always exciting to have her back. So, yeah, looking forward to this.
It is. So I'm so pleased that you've moved to somewhere that you love. When you're a light worker, you've got to go where your heart takes you, don't you? And that's it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe provides where to go, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta try.
And we have people in the chat room from all over the world. We have people here from Holland and the United States and United Kingdom, all over the place.
Canada.
Anyway, before we,
yes.
Yeah, Canada. Mm-hmm. Before we actually bring on our special guest, Nancy, we're going to play a song she requested, and it's called Beauty in the World.
Love
it. Yeah. Missy Gray.
I know you're fed up. Life don't let up for us. All they talk about is what is going down and what's been messed up for us. When I look around, I see blue skies. I see butterflies for us. Listen to the sound and lose it in sweet music and dance with me. Cause there is beauty in the world, so much beauty in the world. Always beauty in the world, so much beauty in the world. So shake your booty, boys and girls, for the beauty in the world. Pick your diamond, pick your pearl. There is beauty in the world. All together now.
There, very popular in the chat room. That, did you hear the applause? Anyway,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great one to open the show with, so we want to thank Nancy for choosing that one. But right now, we're just going to bring her on air. Are you there, Nancy?
Hello.
Hiya.
There you are.
Hi. Hello.
We can.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Back. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I was saying to you before the show how we had a huge thunderstorm, just a deluge of rain about an hour and a half ago. And it was, you know, it's quite, it can be quite scary when all of a sudden the weather changes. And I wasn't prepared for it. It wasn't in the news. It wasn't in the forecast. And, you know, the sky gets all dark and it's dark out and the wind and the rain. And I'm on the ground floor, so I feel everything, see everything. So I'm running around closing the windows and getting all, you know, the cats are hiding under the tables, under the, you know, the bed. And then after it finished, like around 15 minutes later, it was all clear. The sun came out, the clouds went away, and the air was so clear. And, you know, that's what it takes sometimes. You have to have the storm. You have to go through the tough stuff to have it clear. You know, you have to wash away.
Tumultuous times, yes. Turbulence.
Yeah, so that's my topic, is about clearing, and but really 4D, the fourth dimension, which I'm going to talk about. So shall I just jump right in?
If you like, Mara Lee says it sounds like you're in southern Louisiana. Is that where you are?
Louisiana? No, I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah, it's in New York City.
Right.
Brooklyn, New York City, Louisiana. Or not.
Okay.
Well, yeah, just launch straight in, Nancy.
All right.
Because we're all
ears.
Can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
But Jean, you must be a little bit telepathic as well. Well, I know you are, because when I do the meditation, I have there's a person in the meditation called Luis.
All right.
Yeah, so you've just picked that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, well, that's coming up. First, we're going to talk about writing through 4D. Everything originates from the inner world, the invisible, unseen world of hidden causes, shadows, and imagination. This is why art, all the arts, are more valuable than ever, because they express who we are inside. Through this tool of creative imagination, we have an opportunity to explore and transform the shadow self, the shadow being, which is hidden and not dealt with. And if we use this tool in conjunction with others, such as meditation, we have the opportunity to integrate the physical, emotional, and mental bodies, which will take us to the next level of wholeness, healing, and soul purpose. As we're becoming lighter and more aware that we're living in a construct, a reality that is an illusion called 3D, we are also seeing that we don't have to be controlled by it. Here's a quote from a website called thetemplateorg.com. That which is now being translated in the media as a global crisis is, in fact, the deterioration of the material field. This deterioration is the darkness of the womb that gives birth to a new model of existence, a new paradigm. As circuitry is reconnected, the resurgence of divine life force reestablishes our true identities beyond the psychosocial, chemical, electromagnetic, and religious manipulation of consciousness. That's a great phrase, isn't it? As circuitry is reconnected. For me, it began in 1976, and the message I received, and it was very clear and a directed instruction, was that I had to explore the inner world through writing or painting or both. So that's what I did. And that's why I'm now in a position to be like an ambassador, because I've had over 30 years of reconnecting via the arts. The purpose, the upshot of it all, has been to connect with the inner teacher, my own inner wisdom, and to connect the outer with the inner reality, dwelling in the two spheres at once, the above and below. I first heard that 4D was a clearing station from Patricia Corey, the author of many books, including The Syrian Revelations. She also said that Earth itself is a clearing station, so we're all in this together. Now, the 4D, the fourth dimension, is what you feel, what you think, what you imagine and dream. And naturally, what you feel, think, imagine will be totally how you relate to the 3D physical world and how it relates to you. So if 4D is a clearing station, what does it mean to clear? Well, if you look it up, you'll see that to clear means to free from darkness, obscurity, or cloudiness, to make transparent without discoloration, defect, or blemish. When something is clear, it is easily seen, sharply defined. It is easily heard. A clear thing is nothing if not distinct and evident and plain. Clarity means free from confusion, free from uncertainty and doubt. A clear head suggests someone who is serene and calm, an untroubled person. If there is a clear view, then it is an unobstructed view. A clear path is an unobstructed path. And a clear victory is an absolute victory, a victory without limitation. We all want to be clear, because not to be clear is to find yourself in a muddle, off course or off base. Not to be clear is to keep getting things wrong, to keep getting the opposite of what you intended. I used to get into terrible muddles. Then one day, a lucid day for a change, I realized that I hadn't been listening to the other person. I was hearing what I wanted to hear. I heard all the positive things, the nice things, the things that pleased me and flattered me and made me feel good. So when this person broke up with me, I was shocked. The breakup came as a complete surprise. It was so hurtful that I had to ask myself, why hadn't I had any clues? And then I began to remember incidents and conversations and realized that he had been telling me the truth all along. But I had been so blinded by my own feelings that I couldn't see what I was seeing or hear what I was hearing. I vowed I would never allow this to happen again. From now on, I would listen carefully and be on the alert for hidden messages. Oh, I couldn't change my personality overnight. But I found a way to make this quality work for me instead of being victimized by it. I became an artist, which is to say that I separated my imaginative life and dream life from the world of other people. Whatever I was given in life, I transformed it into a picture or a piece of writing. I did something else with it that had nothing to do with the other person. I explored my own inner world and translated outer happenings through this filter of art and writing. In this way, I could stay in the feeling, explore its depths, while remaining detached. And that was how I got clear. Okay, now let's look at the word station, as in clearing station. On the one hand, a station is a place or position in time and space where a thing is located. On the other hand, a station can be a place where radio and television broadcasts originate. In that case, a station would be a specific frequency or band of frequencies assigned to a broadcaster, or the equipment used in transmitting and receiving broadcasts. Let's go with this last definition and think of 4D as the dimension which transmits and receives frequencies. In the case of the friend who suddenly left me, we could say that I had neglected to pick up his frequencies. But this failure moved me to go deeper into my own psyche and learn how to access a deeper awareness. Now, writing personal stories is a way of deconstructing your life to see the pieces better. That's number one. Number two is writing through the feelings that come up. So now they're on the page and they no longer possess us. Through the process of writing and learning the craft of writing, I came in touch with the weak areas, the blind areas, the deaf and dumb areas in my circuits, and I went about strengthening and transforming them. Writing is a tool. It's like taking a mirror and looking within, seeing what is going on inside of us, seeing what we're aware of and what we're trying to avoid. It's a way of becoming aware of our shadow. If we are not aware of our shadow, then we can be easily manipulated, whether by the unconscious internal forces or unconscious external forces. Clearing can happen suddenly, or it can happen over time. And what has been cleared can also be forgotten, unless it is written down somewhere. Writing things down is part of the I am experience of selfhood. It reveals our inner life the same way a mirror reveals our outer selves. Before I was committed to writing as an art form, I was committed to writing as a way of analyzing my thoughts and observations in order to become more aware of what I was thinking and how my mind worked, so that I could improve it in terms of better focus and direction. Living in this hyper-connected world can become overwhelming, which is why it's important to develop ways for stepping back and going within to get centered again. Writing is a great tool for focusing on what's going on inside the self. When you force yourself to write something down, you have to focus your thoughts. When you write about a feeling, you are taking a step back from the feeling, looking at it with the light of the mind, mulling it over, getting clear about it. When I write, I question my reactions. What was I feeling? Why did I feel that? Where did that feeling come from? We talk of the importance of being a sovereign individual, and yet we're all connected and dependent upon one another. So how and where does the sovereignty come from? The I am. It comes from knowing who you are and being who you are in truth. So how do you find this out? Well, one way is by writing about your experiences and writing about your feelings and making deductions. Writing is a tool for defining oneself, for discovering parameters, for getting clear about what happened in the past. If you're thinking, I can just think about it or talk about it, I don't have to write it down, that's true. But when you do write it down, it's like you're committing yourself to those statements. The spoken word can float away into the ether. Thoughts drift away to make room for new thoughts. But if you commit thoughts and ideas to paper, you have them to refer to and amend and add to and read later. When you write about an experience or an event or an experience, you're actually putting it into another dimension. When the event happened, as it was in the physical world, and then the moment passed or the day passed. And where is that event now? It's in your mind, in your memory. Or maybe it was unpleasant, so you stuffed it down into your subconscious, hoping to forget about it. But it didn't go away, so it still troubles you. The only way for it to go away is for you to clear it, which means realizing it fully, shining the light of consciousness on it, maybe even finding the beauty in it. I wrote a blog a few days ago about tuning into a frequency, because I tuned into this frequency of clearing 4D, and I was suddenly, vibing on this thought pattern, focusing on it, aligning with it, attracting it to me, magnifying similarities, and then I started gathering material. I found the act of gathering material about it from other sources very easy. And I wasn't even looking for confirmation or other points of view, but they showed up in my inbox or when I was checking them around for other things. And, I love when that happens because it makes me feel like I've got all my horses going in the same direction. It's like the energy wave I'm riding just seems to accelerate. In fact, this whole topic has made me sort of feel like I'm buzzing. I was doing automatic writing and, I had to throw tons of writing about this away because writing is a way of getting clear. But, you know, if you do automatic writing, you have to, there's a lot that you don't need maybe for the topic. You know, maybe you can use it somewhere else. Mm. But you have to first open yourself up to it, right?
Yeah.
And then there comes the discernment of choosing. But first you have to open yourself up to it. So this is a statement that that came into my inbox via a newsletter from Quantum Awakening. She wrote, the coffee of remembrance is being served energetically on Earth Deck 4D. Awakening is guaranteed. Do you like that?
That's funny. Yeah, really good that.
I love that.
Guaranteed.
She called it.
Yes.
Yeah, she called it Earth Deck 4D.
Wow.
And that is, I mean, that's a great way to look at it because, well, you know, if you're coming from the premise, 3D is the physical world. It's everything that we know with the five senses, and that we that our brain tells us that it is here. This is reality. But 4D is how we experience. It's our perception. It's how we think about it, how we feel about it. You know, it's higher than 3D because it's how we experience the physical life in our mind. Mm. So okay. It's definitely a deck, as in a higher deck or a lower deck. So
a dimension.
It is, and there also there.
And
is,
I can
I'm
see
not
how the whole process of writing something down actually changes your perspective. You know, you go through whatever you're going through and you write it down firsthand, and you're writing it down, writing it out to the best of your ability. Once you've done that, then that changes your perspective. So now you're looking at it from a different angle.
From a higher plane.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Exactly. Yes, and you know, we're all of us very intent and keenly aware of tuning into the heart, coming from the heart center, opening the heart chakra, and all this, and how the heart energies are higher than the mind, and that is true. And it doesn't mean that we can't use our mind. We have to use our mind to clear it. We must clear the shadows. And I posted something on my website. What did I do with it? Something that Chris Bourne said. Oh, here it is. He did a video. He said, the key is to confront the pain. In spiritual circles, he said, there is sometimes, this is Chris Bourne of Open Hand in Glastonbury. In spiritual circles, there is sometimes an eagerness to take the pain away before the person has realized what they need to get from it. Pain is not something to be taken away just like that. It is something to be confronted and felt and experienced. Mm. Emotional, mental, physical, and then we can heal. And then it will go.
Yeah, pain is your guru.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, if we look at it that way. And he says it's so important right now that we confront that and empower our lives through it. Incredible liberation comes through on the other side of it.
Yeah.
So,
it
yeah.
sure does. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, what you were saying about wisdom and the heart chakra, wisdom is knowledge passed through the heart chakra.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. But the we have to delve into the inner world, into what we could call the subconscious or the inner world, or we have to clear the shadows. It's okay. We all have a shadow, and it's okay. But we have to know what it is so that we're not controlled by it. And I think we're being called to live on two planes at once now, the outer and the inner.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what we call our ascension, our evolutionary process and growth.
Yes, absolutely.
And the inner planes are what we have to master. If we want to travel beyond and through the illusion, it's better to have an idea ahead of time what is on the other side of that doorway. I just want to share a little story with you. About this doorway, I speak of the proverbial doorway or gateway leading to another place, another dimension. Because when that doorway first opened to me, I was 26 and I was very miserable. I was fed up with life on 3D. I felt I had seen everything and gone everywhere there was to go within the parameters my soul had set out for me. And I felt I had no more to learn in 3D. I was finished. I wanted out. And that was when Spirit came to me and said, wait, there's more. And a door opened to the inner world. But what did I see? I saw nothing. I was deep underwater at the time. I was at the bottom of the ocean. Naturally, this occurred in a dream. So when the door opened, all I saw was more water. A bright, shimmering wall of water. Nothing else. But my task was then laid out for me. See through the water. See through the veil. Go within. Discover the inner life. That's all that's left for you to do.
Wow.
Wow.
So,
That's what I said, Gary. And you actually painted paintings of yourself underwater, didn't you, Nancy?
Oh, I've painted many of them because my journey as a writer and an artist was to go to that place, to go to the world within, to the inner world, and discover what was there. And it's like going on a fishing expedition, like being a deep sea diver. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Gilgamesh. It's one of the oldest stories on the planet from the ancient Sumerians. Gilgamesh was a prince. It's a whole long story, but in short, he was this prince. He lost his love, cut to the chase. He went into the sea. He found the plant of immortality, and he brought it back to the surface. But he lost it on the way home. A snake came along. It's that old snake again, and tricked him, and he lost the plant of immortality. But immortality lies within those depths of all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we think about going up there, and that's natural. I think about going up there, but it's also going down there, you know, to the
or out there, right?
Out there,
yeah,
out there,
down, out, and in, in as well.
but what it really is to the center of consciousness.
Yeah,
you know, the Let's see. Well, have I come to the end of my talk time?
No, you're fine if you want to carry on for a few minutes.
Well, I've got
keep going, darling.
More. All right. Well, I'm just going to state what we already know. We are here to fully realize, because, you know, you can't say it enough sometimes. And sometimes by putting it out there into the ether, it's just all you can do. So anyway,
right.
We are here to
fully realize. A lot of times I keep saying stuff so I can keep hearing them. So, you know, keep saying it.
Exactly. We are here to fully realize ourselves as spiritual beings in human form. And I think of it like if you've had a child, and if you've surely looked at this child and prayed that it would realize its full potential. You wanted them to be happy and healthy, of course, but there was this other potential of another human life on Earth and what that being might do. Well, this is how our guides look at us. They see our potential. They know what is in us and what we can do. I believe our inner guides are now in the process of leading us through our fears, leading us into the unknown, into what we might call the plane of 4D, the realm of the inner world, so that we might know the full extent of our power, which is in the mind, the imagination, the intuition, which calls us to imagine much greater things and make them real. And I speak of writing because writing is a tool that anyone can pick up at any time. Unlike art, you don't have to buy expensive materials or have a special workspace. You can write during your lunch hour or at the park or before you go to bed. You can write about anything at all. But I ask you to please do one thing. Read what you've written aloud to yourself. Listen to the sound of the words. Listen to the rhythm. Ask yourself if it makes sense. Will other people get it? Ask yourself what you are trying to communicate and if you were successful. Then read it again to yourself. And this time, look at all the stuff you forgot to mention, all the details you left out. Notice how little you've noticed. In art, we call the space around an object negative space. In writing, what you haven't yet seen or revealed to yourself is all that negative space. It's not negative in the sense that it would be better if it were positive. It's negative in the sense that it holds potential for something else, something more. Earth is a clearing station. 4D is a clearing station. How can you clear anything if you can't see what's there? It's like trying to clean a house if you can't see what's there. Forget about seeing dirt. Just see physical objects, a table, a chair, a lamp, or a rug, and describe what they look like. Now go over and touch them and see what they feel like. Close your eyes. Pretend you're blind. Touch an animal with your eyes closed. Then go write down everything you felt. Now touch your love or your partner and do the same thing. Or if you're alone, then touch them in memory. We're in 4D all the time. It's our perceptions. It's how we perceive our reality. It's what it feels like to us, what it sounds like, how things taste to us. I'd like to tell you what one of my favorite scenes in the film The Matrix was. When Neo was eating his first meal, it was like this white slop and the most unappetizing food you could imagine. And yet it had all the protein and nutrients that he needed. And the guy that defected and went back into the illusion was the guy who wanted to eat a steak again and have that glass of wine, which was all entirely in his imagination. I don't know if you remember that scene. But,
I do, yes.
Yeah. So
it's a perception thing for 4D. It's just basically changing our perception and developing a new awarenesses for our reality and the world around us.
Yeah.
That's right. But we can't change anything until we know what it is that we're perceiving. You know, we have to see what we're seeing.
We do.
Yeah.
So that was absolutely riveting and very enlightening, Nancy. And and as you said, I find the same thing when I'm writing songs. And when I look back at the earlier ones I've written, I can see my journey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so you can see your journey when you look back at your writings from earlier times.
Yeah
you zoom out and get a different look of the fractal, a higher look from one end to
That's
the
it.
Other. You just
That's
kind of zoom
it.
Out and change your perspective.
Yep.
Right. I was told long ago, there are very few miracles. I don't think I've ever seen anybody walking on water or the loaves of fishes or whatever. But what the miracles that I have experienced in my life have been a change in the way I am looking at something, a change in my perception.
Well, I've had a baby, and that is a miracle, believe me.
Well, that's a miracle. Yeah, I've witnessed that.
Yeah, of course
that.
It is. Yeah,
life,
I have
life
three miracles.
World, I've witnessed that as well. Yeah, that is a miracle. Yeah,
it really
but,
is.
But, you know, the everyday stuff of changing the way I'm looking at the world around me, that's nothing short of miraculous as well.
That's right. And coming up this Friday is the summer solstice. And that is another miracle, the sun rising every morning. You know, when we went to Avebury 3 years on the trot, and we got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and went down to watch the sunrise, when everybody that was there, and there was hundreds of people there, when the sun actually came over the hill, everyone applauded. I mean, it rises every morning, but it's only really when you get up, especially to watch it, that you see what the miracle is. That the sun, it's been dark all night, and then there's the sun again, rising. And it's a very simple miracle, that, but it's amazing to experience.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to be. Every moment is a miracle.
That's
but
right.
And not take it for granted. Of course, we do. We have to take things for granted. But, you know, what I've learned is to look. You know, art taught me to look, to see. Writing taught me to be aware of myself and be more conscious. And that's part of my journey. And so I have this, you know, tremendous impulse to share what I've I've learned, and I'm putting it together in a book someday. But talk about that another time.
Yeah, and you'll be able to do
art,
your book,
Art and Ascension.
And you'll be able to do your own illustrations for the book as well, won't you?
Uh huh. That's right.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic.
Do you have websites where your books are available?
Oh yeah, I do. It's I'll put the link into the chat room here.
Could you also mention it for the benefit of the archive listeners as well?
Oh yes, it's just nancywaite.com.
Okay.
NancyWaite.com. And
And in the chat room you've put the link to your blog that you wrote.
I did.
Yeah, Nancy Waite Tuning into a Frequency.
That has some great, I put some links to some great videos that that I've been talking about. So I wanted to put that in the chat room. And but the regular link is, you got it in there. Yeah.
NancyWaite.com.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's WAIT for the people who are listening in. WAIT,
right.
Nancy, WAIT, all one word. There's no E on it, and I've often put an E on it, haven't I, Nancy? Sorry about that. So, anyway, yeah, so shall we play the video that you've chosen, Nancy, New Dawn? Speaking of summer solstices and new dawns, it's really appropriate, that, isn't it? It's what you call synchronization, isn't it? It's like when you're looking for information, and you find a little bit, and then all of a sudden, a great deluge of it comes through, and it's what you call synchronization. Okay then, so if you want to tell people about the player, Gary, we'll get you back on in a little while to do the meditation. Nancy's doing a beautiful meditation today, and later on she can come back on and tell us anything else she wants to tell us about. Okay then, so we're going to play the video right now.
We can just go ahead and get everyone to click the YouTube link that is in the chat room, pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound and reset the counter back to zero. And once you've done that, bring up a heart, set up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. There's my heart. And the heart will be your ticket to let us know that everyone is ready. And as soon as we get that, Jan Christie and her devilishly angelic and inimitable fashion will
devilishly
do
angelic
us all and synchronize us all at once, and we can play this in unison. So here come the hearts, and
there's
soon as There's mine, and there's Nancy's, there's Marlee, there's Tamara. Okay, here they come. Here we go. Everybody's ready.
Okay, then. So I shall count you down so that we can all do it in synchronization, speaking of synchronicity. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
I still think you're devilish.
Now it's time to light our candles. We make a ceremony out of this because it makes it special. Because connecting with our flame of the candle connects us with the Creator and reminds us of the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their candles. And it sets the intention because fire is a very powerful tool. And I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. I've also lit the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere, ready to call in the angelic realm.
we call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extra-dimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia Corey. And right now I'd like to do the ancient healing song that was taken from words that Moses said to God when his sister was very ill. So sing along with this, and with our voices, we're going to send out the healing all around the world to everyone. You can direct it to anyone that you know who is ill, or even to yourself. Sing along goes like this. Ana Elna Rafana Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la. Ana Elna Rafana la. Last time. Ana Elna Rafana la. Ana Elna Rafana la. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Our special guest is Nancy Wade.
Please leave your message for
Nancy Wade.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
We appear to have lost Nancy. We're trying to get her back. But in the meantime, we can all relax by taking four long deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, or any way that feels comfortable for you. Make sure your feet are pressed firmly to the ground. Send your root right down into Mother Earth. And see a beautiful white light coming down, resting on the top of your head, traveling down to your shoulders, right down through all the chakras, down to your feet chakras, down your root, right down to the heart of Gaia. Down at the heart of Gaia, there's a beautiful blue-white light. Bring the beautiful blue-white light back up to join the golden white light that came down from the Creator. Feel them in your solar plexus.
And I have Nancy back on with us. Go ahead, Nancy.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, thank you. All right, sit comfortably. Get relaxed in your chair. Close your eyes. Picture a jungle. Feel the thickness of the leaves, the dense undergrowth. Smell the heaviness of the air, the rich, heady smell of decaying vegetation. The air is heavy and moist. Take a deep breath. See a chaotic jumble of plants and trees all crowded together, so it's hard to differentiate one from another. Listen to the whine of insects. It's dark under the trees, the leaves bunched together to block out the sky, trying to make you believe that there is no other world, no up there, no out of here. But you remember what it was like before you landed in the jungle. You remember flying through the clouds up into a clear blue sky. If only you could escape to where the air is fresh and clear and you can see the sky. If only you could breathe that softer, lighter air. Take another deep breath now. Imagine softer, lighter air. Now you feel lighter too. Now see a small plane in the clearing up ahead. See yourself back in the small plane, in the pilot seat. You're trying to take off, trying to rise above the thick, chaotic growth, the thick leaves, but there isn't a pathway. The plane rises a little, but it's being hit on all sides by the thick vegetation, clawing at it with long tendrils, as if to pull it back down again. Each time the plane moves, its sides are scratched by twigs and branches and thorny bushes. Gigantic leaves drape themselves across the windshield, blocking the view. You can't see out, but you don't stop throttling the engine and praying for it not to cut out. The engine struggles to keep going. The plane has just enough fuel to get out of there, just enough to rise and take off. The wind will do the rest. If you can just get high enough for the wings to catch the breeze, you have to make it. This is your only chance. You say a prayer. You pull back a lever. The plane lurches up a little, then a little more. Then with a great heave, it rises above the thick growth at the bottom. The engine moans, and the whole plane shudders, but it keeps going. And now it reaches an area which is less thick, less dense. At last you can see the blue sky, and you know you're almost there, if you can just keep going. The engine is really struggling now, panting and roaring with fury and joy. The last leaves at the top of the forest are thin and light. The plane brushes past them easily and feels a soft tickling sensation as if the leaves are waving goodbye. Goodbye, you say, as the plane rises higher and higher until it is just a speck, its roar only a gentle hum to those who remain below. And then you disappear into the bright blue sky. Now, as you're floating weightless in the sky, take a moment to feel the bliss of having no cares, no worries. It's wonderful how free you feel, how unlimited. The thick growth holding you back was all your fears, all your attachments to physical life. But you kept going. You worked that engine. You kept focused. You knew you had to clear a path through whatever was blocking your way. You knew you had to push through the barriers and ignore all that wanted to drag you back down. And you did it. Remember, as you meditate and consciously place yourself within the new birthing energies, you will always come out on top of the turmoil, or more likely, completely avoid it. It is all about where you put yourself mentally. The control of your mental body is paramount, and this can only be accomplished through meditation. Many throw up their hands and say, "I can't meditate, my mind wanders." Well, meditation promises to be less difficult within the incoming cycle, and you will find it much easier to meditate. Okay, you're still in your little plane, still in the physical world, flying above the earth and looking down upon it. You're able to see and take in vast distances in very little time. On this particular journey, you haven't got a set destination. You're just flying, taking in the space, seeing the whole while being removed from it, which gives you a different perspective. And now you fly over your hometown or the city where you grew up, and you see the house where you used to live. You see the school you went to. Memories start to flood your mind. Take a moment to feel those memories. And while you're remembering, you're also aware of the distance between you now and that time before. All right. Now, suddenly the weather changes. Clouds start to roll in. You're surrounded by a white blanket of clouds. You think you might be lost. But then you see a station up ahead, a filling station for airborne vehicles. There's a big sign. You pull in where it says enter, and someone comes out, an attendant named Luis. Luis says, "Are you ready to go to the next level?" And you say, "Sure, I'm ready." And Luis says, "We'll see about that. Come with me, please." You follow Luis into a comfortable room where it's very pleasant. And Luis says, "Okay, tell me where you've been so far so that we can see where you're up to." And you say, "What?" So Luis gives you a sheet of paper and tells you to make a map where you've been in your life so far. He wants a timeline as well, and a little paragraph about each place and what made you move, what made you leave and move to the next place. And again, you say, "What?" And Luis says, "Well, what do you think those clouds were that you rolled into that brought you to me? Did you think they were just some fluffy, misty substance caused by moisture in the air? No way. Not up here. Up here, clouds merely represent what is clouding your mind. This is a clearing station. Now, get busy with your map and timeline. I'll come back later to see how you're doing." On his way out, he flips a switch that darkens the room so you can read the lighted lettering on the wall. You start reading, and you realize it's the story of your life. What comes up first? Now, what do you see next? And now you realize this isn't going to be so difficult after all. But then you start to see that while some of the words are very clear, the letters sharp and heavily outlined, other words are blurry and you can't make them out. You scroll down, and sometimes you see blank spaces where there's nothing, no information at all. First you tackle the blurry, fuzzy lettering, and you find that by focusing very hard and squinting your eyes, you can make out most of the words well enough in order to continue your map. So, what do those fuzzy words say? Take a moment to read them. Can you see what they say? Now, do you see blank spaces? The blank spaces are more difficult, but surely you can find something there. Does something come up for you? What is the first thought that comes to you in that blank space? Good. And what's the next thought? Very good. And now you see you can do this. You start to enjoy yourself, but it makes you very tired. And after a while, you think it would be all right if you just lay down for a bit on that nice couch over there and take a little nap. So you go on. You go over to the couch and lie down. Your eyes are closed. And now, lying down on the couch with your eyes closed, you remember flying and what it was like to fly. And what it was like to look down from a great distance to the places you once were. All right. Now see yourself back in your own room again, sitting in your chair or lying down. And suddenly, Louis' face appears before you and he says, "You can come back to the clearing station any time. All you have to do is imagine yourself there. You don't have to get in your little plane again or try to rise up out of the jungle. You've already succeeded in doing that. I'm holding a place for you in the clearing station. Whenever you're ready, just think of it, and you'll be there. Thank you."
Ah, that was Fly With Me, Luna's song. Oh, thank you for that beautiful meditation, Nancy. I'm so sorry we lost you. I think your Skype cut out, but anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, we got it in there.
Oh, we did.
Yes.
And do you want to just pop your website in the chat room once more and just announce it over there for the people listening in? Is it nancywaite.com?
Yeah.
Nancy Waite, all one word, WAIT.com.
And on there, people can access or obtain your books from the website, right?
Yes.
Yes. And I also have some information about my writing coach work, and I want to say that this work is so important to me as far as assisting others who are interested in writing and in order to, you know, explore 4D. I work on a sliding scale, so and I'm very flexible, and I'd really love to hear from anyone who is interested in doing some writing to clear.
Brilliant. That's great. So contact Nancy at nancywaite.com and join us next week, because we have a really fantastic psychic. Jethro is back with us again. So phone in early, because the lines will be just jammed, because he's such a brilliant psychic. And in fact, he does connect with the spirit realm as well, of course. And
thank you again
for being with us. It's Psychic Jethro.
Psychic Jethro. Smith. Okay.
Yes. Next week.
Okay.
And awesome. Thank you for being with us, Gary. And we're going to play with your song, Fly Me to the Moon. Because, I thought that'd be really appropriate. So thank you very much once again, Nancy, for joining us. And listen to this song by Gary. It's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
bye
you,
everyone.
Nancy. Thank you, Jen. So long,
we love
everyone.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. And adore.